The army had a network of mother and baby homes, and yes, they are talking about bringing them back. You know, we had homes for schoolgirl mothers, and often, you know, parents would put a daughter in such a home and try to keep the birth secret. I suppose a great many parents became reconciled to their children and took the babies home, but a number of babies were adopted, which was a massive thing for these young mothers. And but as far as possible, from the very beginning, the Salvation Army tried to keep mother and child together, you know, tried to make it possible. The very early, like Mrs. General Bramwell Booth, she had this great conviction, and this is back in the 1880s, that motherhood was redemptive. And because she was a very striking lady, she had audience in many drawing rooms, and she would persuade many women to take mother and child together, to keep them together. And then the army had a children's section on headquarters whereby the fathers were worked with and encouraged always to pay. And they would do it through headquarters and with that link that the Salvation Army had with them. So the mother had some income from the father. I mean, I suppose if they were at work, they really had to stay at work. I mean, one of the disadvantages for Mayflower was that it was in Plymouth, which is a long way from the north. And it meant that the fathers were always made welcome. They could stay at weekends. They could visit and stay at weekends. But, you know, they didn't stay. No, I think probably we had a big enough task with the mothers and the children. I can't quite visualise Mayflower with all the fathers around. Those that would be sent to Holloway Prison in the main.